The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I say amen, I
shot, no shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen, I shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you here on this Wednesday morning. We're talking about the Cubs and White Sox and what's going on in the winter meetings in San Diego, as well as the Bears, and what to do with Justin Fields during the bye. So we've been discussing that. We have got Shot or No Shot every morning at 8 o'clock, and it's brought to you by...
That would be PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game parlay bets. A lot of fun. I had a same gamer last night on the Denver Nuggets-Dallas Mavericks game. Crashed and burned because Jamal Murray was garbage last night. But the rest of them all clicked. A lot of fun. So download that PointsBet app. And if you want to bet the ponies, good morning, sweetheart. Secretariat.
Morning.
Download the, the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. We say good morning to Snorbor. Snorling, what's up, man?
Good morning, boys. Cap, why don't you tell the people what they can sign up for at Hawthorne, too, right now?
You can sign up to win $12,000 in cash on New Year's Day. 12K! Here, take this bag of money. It'd be a lot of fun to win.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
By the way, is there anything worse than hearing about the last leg of your friend's parlay that lost?
Yeah, but I gotta hear it every morning. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Much has been made of Justin Fields' struggles in late game.
What'd you say?
Screw
what the hell you say?
I said, screw you.
Screw you! Want to hear your story?
This hey, damn we got Paul Murray.
I mean, oh my God. You're disparaging Murray. What did Murray do to you?
He played like crap last night.
Okay, because you didn't win. We're going to have tag days for you, David Kaplan. Please send in money.
I didn't say that.
Because he didn't hit his parlay, so please call the number on the bottom of the screen. And now more on the Jerry Lewis telethon. Here's Shay Norling.
Snore it up. Let's go.
All right, boys. Much has been made of Justin Fields' struggles in late game, quote-unquote, crunch time scenarios. We just spoke about this in the last segment. In games where the Bears have an opportunity to tie or take the lead with Fields in the final 5 minutes, the Bears are just 1-7. This is not unusual for young quarterbacks. Peyton Manning was 1-6 in those situations in 1998, and Aaron Rodgers was 0-8 in 2008. So shot or no shot, Fields' late-game struggles don't matter at all.
That is a shot. How about that?
Wow.
That's based on the last segment, though. I'm going to stick with it because of the last segment. What do you always say, Cap, about the Bears?
They don't have enough talent.
How are you supposed to be able to win in big games if you're putting players in position to score or to succeed and you fail at the quarterback position?
Correct. When you hit Smith Marsette over the middle and it goes through his hands off his face mask, and then you hit Darnell Mooney in the end zone to win a game, he drops it. It's just one after another. Again, that does not excuse Justin from some mistakes he's made.
No question.
Holding the ball too long. Making a couple of bad reads. Absolutely, he has things to improve on, and he would be the first to tell you that.
Also, we'll flip it on
you. These aren't pitcher wins here like Major League Baseball.
And let's flip it on you. Let's talk about the defense. Same situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You played well enough to win that ball game against the Packers, and then the dam broke in the fourth quarter.
Correct. You also stopped playing the way you did in the first half when you were running Justin. All of a sudden, it was... It certainly looked to me, yeah, don't run him as much.
A bad wing, would you?
Right.
I got to protect my investment.
So if that's the case, shut him down.
How would you answer that, Shay? You asked the question. All I'm saying is that look at the team. They were in positions to win these games, and they did not. And again, whether or not you believe the Bears have talent or not, if you believe they have talent, fine. The execution sucks.
Yeah, you play the hard part for a change. Answer the question. Shot or no shot?
I would say shot. The late game struggles do matter, but my spin on it is they matter positively, because if you aren't out there to make mistakes, you won't become great. You won't have the opportunity to figure out what you can't do if you're not out there doing those things. You have to learn by doing. Like when I started in radio, I had to screw up a lot. And a lot of bad shows. That's how you get good at this. Like Justin Fields going out late in games, throwing balls he shouldn't throw, and getting intercepted is how you stop doing that in the future. If you never make those mistakes, then you kind of just think you're invulnerable. So I think they do matter, but there's a positive spin on those struggles. It means you get better from them in the future.
I think that's fair. I think that analysis is all fair. All I'm telling you is that if we're going through this next year where the Bears don't have enough talent, difference-making talent, especially late in games when you're trying to win ball games, come from behind, then that's going to be a major problem. So I would just say we knew what this season was going to be. A lot of people that we talked to did not. And so here you are at 3-10. If you're still making these mistakes next year, this time next year, we got a major problem.
Agreed. But again, when we go back and we look in a vacuum, how did they lose the Washington game? Well, a guy dropped a pass in the end zone. How'd they lose the Viking game? Well, a guy dropped a pass. How about the one that went through, who was it a couple weeks ago? Went right through EQ Brown's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those balls are there.
Yeah.
Again, Justin has things that he must get much better at. But I'll ride with Justin Fields. He's a beast.
Shay.
Well, let's talk about how much better Justin Fields can get. From weeks 1 to 6 of the NFL season, Justin Fields was by far the least efficient quarterback in the league. From weeks 7 to 13, guess who he rates with? Mahomes, Tua, Dak, Burrow, Jalen Hurts. End of list. Fields rates as one of the 6 most efficient quarterbacks in the NFL in the past 6 weeks. Shot or no shot? Justin Fields will be one of the NFL's elite quarterbacks as soon as next season.
Who are they adding? I mean, if you tell me it's the same exact O-line, the same exact receiver group, no, he won't be. If you tell me, whoa, they got who? Okay, let's go.
Well, if it's polls we trust, then sure, then I'll say shot. If you really believe that this first-time general manager can make splash decisions as far as free agency in the draft, find weapons, find difference makers in the offensive line, then I'll be all in for it. I'll tell you one thing. If that pass protection that we saw in the last game against Green Bay shows up every week next year, I'm all for it. The pass protection was solid for the offensive line. Against Green Bay, was it not?
It was much better.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. So, I mean, if you give me that every week, then that gives Justin Fields a chance to stay upright. I'm all for that. Absolutely. Anything, Shay, as you've heard me say, is about the protection and the development of Justin Fields. Because that's all you've got, man. Before, when we see Brisker and Gordon, and we'll see what kind of players there will be in the secondary, I mean, outside of that, that's all you have. It's him and Trenton Gill. And Jack Sanborn.
Right.
All you've got.
And Brisker and Gordon. Come on, let's give some love to these guys.
That was a good sign. Those were 2 good draft picks. I like them.
Now, they're no Jack Sanborn, but, you know, who is?
The jury's still out.
I don't think it is.
You don't know.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You hope.
No, I believe in both those guys.
I think the jury might be out on Kyler Gordon. I think I'm convinced on Brisker.
We will see. It's only fair. You got 2 guys with a concussion. Will those guys see the field anymore this year, this season?
It depends. I don't know how severe the concussion was, and I don't know if they can clear the protocol.
I am just thirsty for more turnovers for the Bears. That was the bread and butter for them for a long time. Teach those guys the peanut punch. Let them be able to get the ball
takeaways.
Out. Yeah.
You want takeaways.
Let me get that, man. Because that helps Justin Fields. It all connects to the quarterback.
Agreed.
All of it. So I want to see that. So, Shay, what else do you have?
Well, you mentioned the protection. I swear you're a segue machine today, Hoodie. You mentioned the protection against the Packers, how it was much better. Part of that, Alex Leatherwood saw his first action as a Bear against the Packers. He rotated with a banged-up Riley Reiff and played very well with some key blocks on long passing plays for Justin Fields. So with Riley Reiff banged up, and he has been all season, he's had ankle injuries, he's had shoulder injuries that forced him out of the Jets game. He really has never been 100%. With him banged up, shot or no shot, the Bears should shut Reiff down and see if Leatherwood is a future answer at right tackle.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd hate to think that this is just a one-off where he plays a couple of games and then hurt or ineffective.
Yeah, I don't think you have to shut him down.
Give him less snaps, right?
Yeah, give Leatherwood his amount. I don't think he had that many snaps the other day. He played. Let him keep going out there. If he earns more snaps, give him more snaps. But shut him down. I don't think you have to do, unless he can't go. If he's not healthy, you don't play him. But, yeah, he play both guys.
Yeah, I think you could do both. I think
that, so it's a no shot.
So it's a no shot. There is a way to do that, Shea, in which you can be able to give Reiff fewer snaps to see what you have in Leatherwood. You know, I'm thinking, Cap, I'm thinking that because all of this for the next few games is kind of a dress rehearsal for what could happen next year, you got to give these guys some snaps to find out, because maybe you don't have to go so deep into the free agent pool. Maybe you don't have to be able to get that high in the draft. Maybe you have something there, but you got to find out. It's got to be on film for you to evaluate.
Agreed.
So I get it.
You know, Braxton Jones is the highest graded rookie tackle this season.
Again, that's from PFF. I want to hear what people in the league say. A lot of the PFF people are just stat nerds that sit there and watch tape. They gave Mustafer a few weeks ago a great grade on a play. The quarterback got sacked, and the guy that sacked him was the guy he blocked. But he locked in for 2 seconds.
To be fair, Mustafer doesn't grade out very well on PFF overall.
He had a couple weeks where he was the highest graded offensive lineman.
I saw that. So let me ask
That's
you.
That's a fact.
So, Cap, are you ruling that out completely, PFF, the Collinsworth stats?
I don't rule it out completely, no. I just think it's one metric you look at. I subscribe to it. I read it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But do you believe it?
Well, if Ryan Poles at the end of the year says, we're good at left tackle, I trust Ryan Poles. If he tells me Braxton Jones is the guy, who am I to... I didn't play left tackle. That he did.
I always think the formula for some of that stuff is kind of screwy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for PFF.
Yes.
Sometimes you just watch it like, you know, I watch the game. I don't know what their formula is to determine this.
Correct.
What film are you watching? I'll look at the... I will look at the Baldinger tapes before I look at PFF.
Agreed.
Because I can see. There it is, Shea. There he is with his pencil, tapping on the screen saying, ooh, these Bears. Watch this left tackle. Ooh, watch. And he'll slow it down, speed up, slow it down.
Right.
I'll take the Harbor tapes.
Yeah. So if
Clay Harbor tapes before I look at that.
Clay played 8 years in the league. Olin. I'll listen to those guys more than PFF.
Just kind of weird how they come up with some of the stuff.
All you have to do is see what they do in the offseason. If they go, we got to move Braxton to right, or he's going to swing, or we're going to get a left tackle, then you know they don't believe in him at that point.
I think it's just like a soup, though, as far as PFF goes. You got a big pot. You got a ton of ingredients. PFF's just one of the ingredients that goes in your soup when you're looking around the NFL and at things that are happening. It's not worth gospel. It's not everything that they say is the number one thing, but I think if they're telling you a guy is the number one rookie tackle, it's something that you shouldn't discount.
I would bet that the NFL teams themselves don't use PFF.
I don't know.
But maybe.
I know I do.
We'll see.
All right, you got one more for us? Do you have one more?
I have two more. One of them's a little longer, so we'll go with a quick one.
Okay.
I had a friend yesterday criticize me because I went to see a movie by myself in the middle of the day. So I just want to ask the both of you, shot or no shot, going to a movie alone is better than going with people.
No shot.
You're wrong.
I'll go. I've done it by myself. Like when I've been on the road doing basketball and I've got, you know, I fly in on a Tuesday and the game's up till Wednesday night, get my game prep done, I've gone to a movie. But by myself better? No. Absolutely not.
No, and it's interesting. I'd rather go and probably double date say with my cousins
Wiley or Maceo
or Dion and Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
We could double date. That's kind of cool if we are interested in the same movie. But when you're with a loved one, yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
I like going with Mindy.
Yeah. Yeah, we can enjoy the same thing.
And when our kids were in the house, they're all out now. Like, when I remember Wedding Crashers, the first show, like, it was a Thursday night midnight sneak preview. Mm-hmm. Mom, we're going. And we would drag her to these comedy movies or whatever it was. That was fun with all four of my kids.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
But going to the movies is by yourself, especially if it's a movie that your spouse or your girlfriend doesn't like, I'm totally for that. I don't mind going up to 87th and the Ryan and checking out something that I know that Peacock won't like. Like, I'll check it out myself.
Right. I'm a movie buff, and my wife couldn't care less about a lot of the stuff that I go to see. So I'll go see it alone. I don't need a friend to tag along. You're not talking to him during the movie. It's 2 hours you spend in silence watching a movie. You can do that alone. I think it's perfectly normal and actually better.
I have no problem with that at all. Nothing wrong with that. Is it better than being with someone? No, but it's an option, and I don't mind that at all. I don't think there's any problem with that. Hey, so let's go to this. Doug?
Dougie, yep, Doug.
Yep. Hey there.
You're muted, Doug. You're muted. Are you with us?
Yep. I'm with you.
All right, Doug. You're going to be next if you're still hanging around, because you had a very good question about the Bears and Justin Fields. We'll get to coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we'll talk more about the Bears then, and we'll go around the NFL. We got so many stories we got to get to. That's at 8:35. And by the way, come to Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000. And the reason why that you must is because of this. We got something special, Cap, at 8:50. So come to Twitch. twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Yeah, I've been known to do stupid things for radio and TV. I'm not drinking that swill that he's going
to
drink.
Shay Norling is going to try the latest craze that's out there. I've seen Stephen Colbert do this. I've seen a couple other people do this online. It is the combination of Pepsi and milk. They call it Pilk. And it's going to be tried in studio here today at 8:50.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Some people have said it's good. I like milk and I like Pepsi. So I wonder what they're like together.
We're going to have a taste test at 8:50, but we want everyone to see if there's going to be projectile vomit here in the studio. Ugh, at 8:50.
Sounds right on so awful. Don't you dare come anywhere near me. You want to know why you go to the movies by yourself? No one wants to be around you if you drink stuff like that.
So 8:50, you'll be able to see the taste test on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, and you'll actually hear it go down the gullet of Shay Norling.
That's here an at interesting ESPN word, gullet.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it go right down the gullet coming up at 8:50. Looking forward to that. So we're talking to you about the Bears. Your thoughts on the Bears and Justin Fields. Where does blame for his late game struggles lie? Cap, I say that it's on Justin. See, I'm not doing the blame pie. I don't do that. You lose as a team, Cap. But there's always reasons. And one of the reasons is, look at that. I mean, again, just because someone's in a Bears uniform doesn't mean that they are excellent players. Mm-hmm. St. Brown, Marchette, all these guys were on this team because it's like, all right, Justin, see what you can do with this until we really get you a good team.
Correct.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I just retweeted.
He sandbagged him.
Somebody put out.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, would you clear it out?
What? My voice is fine.
That was awful. Just clear it out.
No, I don't have to. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything in my throat. Anyway. Somebody retweeted a thread. They put together a thread of Justin Fields' plays. It's 2 minutes. He said, Justin Fields isn't clutch. Literally takes 2 minutes of film to debunk. And he takes you through Mooney dropping against Washington, the turnover on downs to lose against Miami, the sack that ripped his ear open against Detroit, the interception off the hands of David Montgomery against Atlanta, the down 20-19, the lousy play by Equanimeous St. Brown on the interception that Jair Alexander jumped, which Waddle correctly pointed out. Justin also has to learn not to throw over there to a number five receiver against a Pro Bowl corner.
I mean, so what are you going to do?
It's all a learning process.
Come on.
But he has receipts. Just go click on the film and watch and tell me it's Justin's fault. Potsy. Morrissey.
So let's go to the phone lines to talk to you about this.
Take that.
Where does the blame lie for the late game struggles? Does it matter to you? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And Lyle, here's Doug on ESPN 1000. All right, Doug.
Hey, guys.
You're muted.
Hey, good luck. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine.
You're good.
Okay, perfect. Hey, good. First-time caller. Good luck with that milk Pepsi taste test, by the way. And what leaves a really bad taste in our collective mouths in Chicago is some of these late game issues. So I'm going to say this. You know, Justin Fields is doing a great job. I think we know his strengths are you know, athleticism, getting out of the pocket. These late game calls and in these like biggest crunch time sequences, run, bad pass call. You know, some of these late game sequences are not helping us out as Bears fans and as a Bears team. I say we got to at least eject him out of the pocket a couple times in these late game situations. Let him make the play. Let players make the play.
He's not healthy. Let him either. They're not going to do that. He's not
then
healthy.
Throw the ball. Then throw the ball. Get that tight end out. Get him working just like we do with guys like old man Brady. And throw to a tight end or something, you know?
Well, the problem is they tried to do that against Detroit, and he got his ear ripped off. He had to have it stitched back together.
Yeah, that's one time, but we got to get it out. The best guys like Mahomes and these guys we talk about that we could have had are doing that. I think we got to get a little less conservative with the play calls, even though Montgomery's killing it. You know, running the ball 2-3 times on third and long in the red zone ain't doing it. I'd say let that kid develop, get him out, use his athleticism. I think it's a better shot than jamming a ball up the middle 2-3 times on third and longs in the red zone and then kicking field goals.
Yeah, I think they are protecting him from him.
Fair. You should. He's got a busted shoulder, Cap. So, of course, I mean, I would want to do that as well. And this is why I don't need to see him play another down. Not for me. Especially the way the season's going. Will it make him a better quarterback if he plays against the Eagles coming up? Does it make him better?
Every rep is important. I get it. And I think I've been clear that if he's cleared by the doctors and they're like, he's good, no issues here. Okay, football players play. But if at any point, God, my left shoulder, man, oh, it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. You're out. Even if the doctor says, well, we can let him play. Nope, you're out. I need you. You're my future. You're the most exciting thing in Chicago sports. And it's not close.
Yeah.
It's not the moribund Hawks. It's not the moribund Bulls. It's cool what the Cubs are doing, but they haven't done enough yet. And it's certainly not what the White Sox aren't doing. He's the most exciting thing in our town from a sports perspective.
Shay?
Well, I would just, to piggyback off what Cap just said, I mean, you've been talking kind of about they're protecting him from himself. It feels like if that's true, then doctors have said he can go. I would be wary of how much you're getting him hit. Don't you almost create self-fulfilling prophecy if you keep letting him play, where it's like, we're going to let him play in a way that doesn't play to his strengths. We're going to try our best to protect him. Don't you end up maybe putting him in more dangerous positions trying to do that?
Sure. I think every time we take the field, you're in a dangerous position.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And if you're saying, hey, we don't want you scrambling, we're certainly not going to call designed runs for you to the degree we have before you got hurt, then why is he out there?
Matt Eberflus on that same point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I've said in the beginning for several weeks now, that we want to be very protective of Justin to make sure that he is out of harm's way. That's either by being smart, by him, working to the sideline, working out of balance or sliding correctly, or things like that, you know, different designs that we might give our halfback, or you saw we did the thing to Velas, you know, Velas had a toss sweep, you know, and all that. So it's good to spread the skill around and utilize them when we need those situations.
Thoughts there from Matty Raffluse about exactly what we're talking about here, whether or not they want to get away from some of those quarterback runs. So, yeah, it's about being smart, absolutely, because you don't want him to get banged up. But, I mean, his style of play lately, because of the lack of weapons, is I'm going to utilize my legs. I'm going to get that first down. Or I'm going to run for the touchdown because I'm faster than these guys. That's my way of scoring.
But he's a tough kid.
Yeah.
He's proven that at every turn. He's a beast. I'm thrilled he's our guy.
So more of the phone calls on this question about the Bears coming up. And also, we'll go around the NFL with stories that's happening around the league. We'll get to that. And don't forget, at 8:50, what does Pepsi and milk taste like together? You'll find that at 8:50 right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to talk about the Bears and the NFL right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. Glad you're with us. If you can't listen to us live, make sure that you check out the ESPN Chicago app. Check out the podcast. Just click Cap Jay Hood. You get every hour, including the little chunks. I'm just telling you, the small version.
It's the best of.
Or
the little chunks.
Or the cuts. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Cap and Jay Hood cuts.
Yes, yeah, so check it out on the ESPN Chicago app. For more around the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
I want to start with the biggest story that came out yesterday. Everybody assumed Jimmy Garoppolo was done for the year. Not so fast. Jimmy Garoppolo did not break his Lisfranc. There's no severe broken bones in his foot, and he will likely be able to return if they win at least one playoff game.
He's married to Liz Frank?
Yes. She's beautiful.
I thought he was single. I did not know that.
Absolutely.
Happy for him and Liz.
So think about this. This was going to be out for the season, and now he has an opportunity to play. Does it matter if you're San Francisco? Do you believe in Garoppolo enough to know that when he returns, San Francisco's fortunes will be much better? Or did you expect them to flatten out at some point because of Garoppolo?
He's not going to be the reason you win games, but he could be the reason you lose games. He takes care of the football. He's very good as a game manager, make a throw here, make a throw there. Now you've got Brock Purdy and Josh Johnson. You got issues. Big. That's why, like, remember you said the Cubs were going to win the World Series in May of 2016?
Yeah.
You never know what injury befall, you know, what hits a team.
Mm-hmm.
Football, even more so. Now you got Josh Allen. 7 weeks ago, Buffalo, nobody's going to beat them. Hold on, my elbow's bothering me. It's just one thing. You don't know what injury's right around the corner.
That is true. You think everything's great, and then all of a sudden, and this shows you how important that quarterback position is.
I mean, God forbid Justin Fields is standing back there and gets hit in the knee.
Yeah.
Now he's out. You're like, we're 3-10. What are we doing?
Right.
Tommy Waddle will say to you, he's a football player. Football players play. You also have to manage risk when a guy's already banged up. If he's at 100%, I get it. He's not.
By the way, is this not narratively perfect for the 49ers?
How's that?
In the sense that you have to win a playoff game in all likelihood for Jimmy G to actually be able to come back and take you to a Super Bowl. Meaning, the week after they win the playoff game, we will get first take. How do you start Jimmy G over Brock Purdy right now?
It's already written. It's already there in the calendar there on these get up shows and the first things first and all that stuff. They're ready
Should
to go.
Should Brock Purdy be getting a long-term contract?
Oh, right. Does Brock Purdy deserve the job over Trey Lance? It's narratively perfect for this team.
All right, what else do we have?
The Rams were the only team to put in a waiver claim for Baker Mayfield. They were awarded Baker Mayfield, and reportedly Sean McVay believes in his talent. He may start tomorrow.
He can be able to be up to speed to do enough to start for that Rams outfit.
So they sent him the playbook digitally so that he could be on the plane. I'm assuming they sent a charter. Playbook's on the iPad. Get to work. And so he flew from Cleveland or from Carolina to L.A. I'm ready to go.
Why did they stick their beak in there? Why'd you do it? Where are you going?
Claimed him?
Yeah. Why?
Because they don't have a plan. Matthew Stafford's aging. He's banged up.
You're effed anyway. You put all your chips in the middle of the table to get that Super Bowl championship.
And you won.
Now what? Where's that sustained success now?
Well,
how about boy genius now? The guy actually could have been making $200 million as a broadcaster or something for Amazon. Now he's dealing with this stuff.
If he announced tomorrow, guess what? I'm going to broadcast. He'd have every network lined up to get him.
With that voice, huh?
Yeah, can we go fly here to cover this story? No, we don't have any money in the budget. Sean McVay's going to go, here's $175 million. I just found it. That's the way it would go.
It's interesting, Shay, how that works, right?
Trust me, I know how these TV networks work.
You want to talk about pop-up store championships, though.
I mean, new stadium, Super Bowl championship. You still are a distant third in Los Angeles, by the way, after the Lakers and USC football. I mean, you play the Super Bowl and, like, nobody cared.
They had an AFC championship game where Matthew Stafford was using a silent count because it was all 49ers fans.
Oh, my God. And now what, right? You paid the piper, didn't you? You got your Super Bowl championship.
You got it.
Now what are you? Gonna move back to St. Louis after this?
You're nothing.
Hey.
All right, the Cowboys, I've been wanting to ask this in Shot or No Shot the past 2 days. We haven't had a chance to get to it. The Cowboys beat the Colts over the weekend 54-19, a record 33 points in the fourth quarter. My question about the Cowboys, are they now the best team in the NFC?
There's a shot there. Yes. Absolutely a shot. We talked about this 6 weeks ago. Get them healthy. Get them right. And they're not bringing OBJ in, doesn't sound like.
No.
So, yeah, that team is loaded. Now we'll find out, is Dak truly the guy?
It's just funny because I know Philly Sid's out there listening right now saying, what about us? What about us? I'm not saying that you're less than. We're saying is at this point in time, the Cowboys, especially the way they played, I mean, they have a juggernaut offensively. Now, when we get to the postseason, they'll tell a great story. I think that this is the most confident I've been in the Cowboys in what they could do in the postseason in a while.
The most confident I've been in the Cowboys in my lifetime. I don't think I've ever said in my 28 years on this earth that the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC. Confidence.
If not now, JC, win. If not now for your Cowboys, then win.
I just hope they don't get a bye week and then they go to Cabo for that first bye week.
I mean, seriously. Again, the Eagles are 11-1. Yes, we know that. But do they have it in them to have sustained success in the playoffs? I think they're built for it. Can they?
That's the question. Woody, I told you they look like an overpowered college team. They look like one of those college teams that just knows they have a better offensive line than you because they recruit better players, and they're just going to run it down your throat, and there's nothing you can do about it. The Colts were top six in yards per carry against, and the Cowboys got 6.5 yards a rush. 220 on the ground.
It's something,
That's
man.
That's an ass-kicking.
All right, you got something else for us, NFL. Give us something else. Otherwise, I got stuff for you.
Yeah, give me some.
Got some stuff? Oh, want me to give it to you?
Bring it on.
All right, did you, let's do a little snarling you. Shay, did the committee get it right with the top four?
Yes. Whether or not you think it's the four best teams, I think the games that you play through the season have to matter. Alabama lost two. TCU should not be punished because they went undefeated through the regular season, had to play an extra game, and Alabama didn't. That just shouldn't be the way it works.
What's the best fit for DJ Uiagalelei?
I don't know. North Dakota State.
What's the best fit for DJ Uiagalelei? As a guy with a cannon of an arm, didn't work out for Clemson, do you believe that he'll be on the bigger stage again with a new program?
Northwestern.
No. Yeah, like he'll be at like Northwestern, Northern Illinois, Western Michigan. Go play in the MAC, go play in the Sun Belt. I don't care that he was a five-star and this touted prospect. He's shown us on the field for years now that he just kind of stinks. So I think the best fit is probably go to a team that kind of stinks and maybe see if you can get some rhythm back.
Who will win the Heisman?
Probably will be Caleb Williams. I think it should be Max Duggan after what he did for TCU in that championship game.
Let me ask you a question. If Clemson had not gagged against South Carolina and finished with one loss, do they get in over TCU?
Yes. Unfortunately, they gagged against South Carolina.
Right. 31-30.
Is there a bowl game you're keeping your eyes on that you're interested in gambling on?
You know, one that really stuck out to me is Illinois and Mississippi State. That one is interesting to me. I like Illinois in that game a little bit. I think they're going to be happier to be there.
I was going to ask you about a coaching change. It's hard to say what is going to happen here. With Deion Sanders going to Colorado, I'm wondering, is there a former NFL player, Cap, that we're missing that could be taking that job? I'm hearing Emmitt Smith is interested in coaching.
Yeah, is he going to Jackson State, though? He's not the brand that primetime is. That is still a tough job.
It is.
My college roommate's the O-line coach at Jackson State. He's told me it's not easy. He said Coach Prime, he was able to bring in NIL money and deals and shoe deals and all that stuff leaves with him.
By the way, that bowl game that that Norling's talking about is January 2nd. That's the Relia Quest Bowl. Mississippi State against the Illini.
It's great for the Illini. I think it's really cool what Brett Bielema has been able to do.
It is really cool that Illinois is playing after the new year. By the way, how about 1,000 players in the transfer portal the day it opened?
Yeah. That's the new.
God, I'm not in where we are. Business anymore.
Not yet.
Never.
I'll chase you out of there.
It's never going to happen.
All right, coming up next, come to Twitch. If you've never watched our show, just type it in. He's like, I don't have to. Type it in. twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Watch this next segment if you're not already in here to watch Shay Norling try the combination of Pepsi and milk. They call it Pilk.
And it's a big thing now.
So watch and see what happens. Will it go down smoothly? Find out next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Get to Twitch right now, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch our show every morning right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. I'd like to remind you that Bleck and Abdallah will be coming up at 10 for Greeny. So we'll crosstalk with the guys at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie, all part of the mix right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Still to come, we'll talk about what's going on with the Cubs and White Sox in San Diego and hear from Jesse Rogers at 9:35.
Vicky McHenry, who listens every day, I'm shocked at the cap, man. You don't remember that Pepsi and milk was a thing when we were kids. We drank it all the time. At Shay Norling will be just fine. I have never in my life not only not had it, I've never heard of it being a thing when we were kids.
No.
Vicky must be a lot.
Laverne and Shirley.
Vicky must be a lot older.
You say Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, I guess Laverne and Shirley back in the day. So brief history of Pilk.
Okay.
Back in the day, Laverne and Shirley drank it. It was played for laughs, and then Pepsi adopted it. And now, I guess, it's not only a TikTok trend, it's the centerpiece of Pepsi's holiday campaign. Drink Pilk. Lindsay Lohan's doing commercials.
I saw that. I don't understand.
She'd do a commercial for anything. She needs to recoup her lost wages.
That's true.
She's got a new show on Netflix, Cap. I think.
And then what?
I didn't recognize her, I'll be honest. I saw the thumbnail, and it was Lindsay Lohan, and it didn't look anything like I remembered Lindsay Lohan looking.
Yeah, I don't know what Vicky's talking about, but again, she graduated 10 years before me.
Well, she's talking about Pilk.
She graduated 10 years before you.
Take
that,
Vicky.
How about that? All right, so here we are. So
I didn't realize she was 150 years old.
But that's fair. So we go now to Shay Norling here that... Show us what you're holding up here.
I want to clarify, I did get whole milk. I was told that when you make Pilk, the more fat, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure I got whole milk.
Who told you that, Danny?
No,
Danny definitely didn't tell me
Danny
that.
Is the fat king. I mean, healthy fat king. You know that.
Yeah. No, actually, I told him that.
Wow.
So I don't know what the portion is. I'm just doing like half milk, half Pepsi.
That's fair. So you're pouring the milk into the cup, and now you've got some Pepsi. That's the old regular Pepsi, too. You didn't You didn't go with the flavor.
None of the
cherry.
Flavor, none of the diet garbage. You got to get the real sugar. I know Kaplan hates that.
Doesn't matter what Cap likes. This you go ahead and do what's best for you. I always say that. All right, so now he's pouring in the
Be
Pepsi.
Be you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Nagy.
So now he's...
I said it way before that guy did.
Okay, are we going to do this?
Right,
are
you
gonna,
go ahead. Go ahead.
You're going to justify yourself again.
I want to mix it with my Dunkin' straw from this morning. Make sure we get a nice little mixture going.
Take the fun out of everything. He's having fun here with the pilk. We're worried about Nagy quotes. God.
I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous. I've seen people say that it tastes good. I like both of these things individually.
It has a foamy head, if you'll pardon the expression.
It sure does.
Okay.
I mean, this is...
Actually, if you just looked at that, you'd think there's a beer in there.
Sure.
That maybe I created a beer. Maybe that's the key behind Pilk.
Okay, so again, so our guy Shay Norland is going to try it now. Pilk, Pepsi and milk. Go right ahead. He'll take a sip of it here, drink about a quarter of it. How's that taste?
Awful. He looks like he's about to puke.
That is truly terrible. Anybody who's called that anybody who's called that good, I need regular
projectile
Pepsi to get
right
that out
that
of my
way.
Mouth.
Why would you do that? Why would you wish that on me?
Well, because I don't want it on me, and it's about me.
Yeah.
Jake has some back there too. I premixed his. Jake, what do you think?
The aftertaste is a lot better than the initial taste.
The initial taste is terrible.
It's terrible. It's like marshmallows covered in whatever hard Pepsi.
What do you taste more of, Shay? The milk?
It's got the texture of the milk, but the taste of like a flat Pepsi.
Oh, so the milk takes the fizz out of the Pepsi.
Right,
then.
So it tastes like a really thickened, flat Pepsi. It's gross.
Because they say that when you take something like hot sauce, eat like something super hot.
Now I'm drinking all of it.
Don't they say you should take milk to cut the hot stuff? Maybe the milk is completely breaking down the Pepsi.
It's like
the first drink was bad. The foam is horrible. As it goes further into this cup, it's getting better.
It's like a failed root beer float. That's what it is.
It kind of is. It's like if you get a really bad root beer float.
Because I guess the notion before you have it is like, oh, is it going to taste like an ice cream float because of the milk? And you're saying it's like a flat, like a failed, as he said.
But the more I get into it, the better it gets a little bit. I wonder, maybe the Twitch streamers can tell me if I should have put the Pepsi in and then the milk. I did milk first, then Pepsi.
No, you started it up.
You started real well, though.
I know. I tried my best. Got these little tiny coffee cups from upstairs.
Yeah.
I don't want to spill anything. You got to be careful with these.
No, that's...
Why don't you drink the whole thing, kid?
Now you got to chug it.
Ugh. He's made it, see? It's all good.
It actually wasn't that bad. Once I got into it, it wasn't that bad. The first sip, awful. That foam was terrible.
So now that you got to the end, again, more milk or more Pepsi did you taste at the end?
I think more milk at the end. More milk. That, I think, is part of the problem. Okay, so let's try it this way. Because I think the milk being at the bottom created a bit of an issue.
Okay. So now you're going to go with Pepsi first. He's pouring the Pepsi a little bit.
It's like, you know, sometimes if you want to put cream in your coffee, it's easier if you just put the cream at the bottom.
Sure.
And then
that's how I do it every morning.
All right.
I got Hoodie, a Keurig. He does the same thing.
Yeah, that looks like a better mixture. Let's see if this is any different.
Now, not the head, not as creamy now. It's more bubbly than anything else.
Right.
How's it taste now as you take a sip?
A little better, actually. And I'm getting more milk on the front end. I actually like this way a lot better.
We should froth the milk now and try it that way.
I know.
Yeah, get one of those machines.
I'm going to tell Keith to put Pilk in the coffee machine. This might not be bad. Buddy, this might not be half bad.
I don't know about that.
Why don't we get Zetterman to try it?
Oh, my God.
Steam milk in there now?
Well, he won't drink the Pepsi. The milk I'll have no problem with.
That is amazing. That's not the point.
That's amazing. Well, we were just wondering what it tastes like, and you know what? Looks like that you've got the right formula. You went pop first.
Yeah, Pepsi first. That's the way to go.
And bless then milk.
You. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. I'll do anything.
So that is
I still have to eat the hottest chip of all time. I had a bet with Black, and I lost. I have to eat the hottest chip ever.
Where do you get it?
I don't know. I think I might have to order it online at this
Black
point.
Market.
There's, like, safety concerns and stuff.
It's that hot.
Yeah, like, this is something we're going to have to plan out after the new year, because we're going to need emergency services on this.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, that's what Pilk tastes like. Have you had Pilk? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In 2 minutes, we'll get your phone calls on that. Also, what's going on with the Cubs and the White Sox in San Diego. All part of the mix right here. Weekday mornings at 7.